The NBC medical series ER began its season with an unusual episode that was broadcast live. Tonight, its CBS counterpart, Chicago Hope, presents an unusual season opener, a drama with music. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
10 years ago in England, the BBC presented a musical miniseries called The Singing Detective, starring Michael Gambon as a writer hospitalized for a chronic, horribly disfiguring skin condition. Dennis Potter, who wrote The Singing Detective, suffered from the same condition, and the 6-part drama was an amazing mixture of memories, confrontations, realizations, and musical hallucinations. Although The Singing Detective has never been shown on any network in America, many individual public TV stations showed the Dennis Potter miniseries over here in 1988 and a few times since. Back then, I said it was the best thing I'd ever seen written expressly for television. And nothing since then has changed my mind. One great piece of Singing Detective news is that the entire series, which has never been available on home video, is finally being released next week by the BBC and 20th Century Fox. If you've never seen television's premier dramatic masterpiece, now's your chance. Meanwhile, the other piece of Singing Detective news is that the producers of Chicago Hope obviously love Dennis Potter's work just as much as I do. Tonight's show is a full-length salute to The Singing Detective, with the same sort of lip-syncing and goofy choreography and complex storylines. There are trips down memory lane and key character revelations, and all sorts of conflicts brought to the surface and resolved. At the center of the Chicago Hope version is Adam Arkin's Dr. Shutt, who quits his job as chief neurosurgeon, suffers a brain aneurysm the same day, and hallucinates his way through the high-risk operation that follows. Most of the characters lip-sync to familiar versions of old songs. The Four Seasons' Walk Like a Man, Melanie's Brand New Key, Dean Martin's Ain't That a Kick in the Head. But not all of them. In one hallucination, Aaron Shutt imagines he is about to operate on himself and drill into his own skull when he hears music. The song, and the voice, comes from Mandy Patinkin as Dr. Jeffrey Geiger, whose character was the center of Chicago Hope and Aaron's best friend, until he left the series 2 seasons ago. Suddenly, he's back, and their imagined reunion is absolutely priceless.
Yes, why don't you hand me that, the twirly thing over there.
The drill?
Yes, the drill. Thank you. So, let's get ready to make a big hole.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation.
I didn't ask for music.
Where there is
love. Hello? I didn't ask for music.
I'll be there. I'll reach out.
What are you doing? Jeffrey, don't start this crap, okay? You are not there. You're never there. You're not even there now. You're just a figment of my imagination, and I don't have to pay attention to you. I don't.
I'll be there.
I'm not hearing you. I don't hear this. Not hearing. Ah, la, 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 la. Ah, la. Hey, why is that your real voice?
Because this is my voice.
Shut up! Shut the hell up! Stop with the singing! You know something? I'm gonna tell you something. I have never liked your singing. Never! It is inappropriate, it's awkward, it's embarrassing, and I...
Well, it's all after. Whenever you need me.
Jealous.
Jealous? You're jealous of me? Whew, that's something I never knew about you, Aaron. Don't be jealous of me. I'm crazy, unbalanced. You'd never be jealous of me.
Hey, I'm just as surprised as you are. You can sing your pain, Jeffrey. I can't. I'm stuck having to feel mine.
Don't be jealous of me. I'm singing because it's easier than talking. It's like a mask. It's one step from reality. That's how I feel free.
But that's what I want. I can't take it anymore, okay? I have screwed everything up. My relationships, my career, my marriage.
My whole life is out of control.
Then sing. There's nothing to stop you.
Watch and tape tonight's Chicago Hope. Then get hold of a copy of Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective next week and watch that, too. It'll be obvious within minutes where Chicago Hope got its inspiration. Oh, and if you're still not convinced, catch the name of the brain specialist called in to operate on Aaron tonight. Her name is Denise Potter.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.